Hello again. I got disconnected.
Marcus.
Good evening.
Yes, Simonia.
Good evening, all.
Oh, hi. Good evening.
So we are beginning section 31 of Parashat Noah from the Zohar, from the Sulam commentary. And the first verse we connect to is Pasuk 233, and I will start with the Lashon Yichud. Lashon Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bidhilu urchimu urchilu urchilu urchimu liakta lashem yud he pavadhe. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Am Adonai Elohino Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kananehu Vayarach Hashem Et Reach Hani Yoch Hani Chovach Uktiv Ishe Reach Nichoach Ishe Hake Shemana Tenana Ve'esha Mechubarim Tachada Dehaleyat Tenana Ve'la'esha Kima Diktiv Ve'har Sinai Ashan kulo mifnei asher yarad alav Hashem peresh. And Hashem smelled the sweet savor. It is also written, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor. I have heard that the term an offering made by fire refers to an offering in which smoke and fire are conjoined, since there is no smoke without fire. This is similar to the verse, now Mount Sinai was altogether smoke, because Hashem descended upon it in fire. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I have a question. Are we now moving from thought to action?
No. The Ola offering is cleansing thoughts. The burnt offering cleanses thoughts. What this section will be doing is explaining how this consciousness of a smell being a sweet savor, how that interacts with the seven sephirot and causes the cleansing.
Well, to me, that's action.
But it's actions in the level of consciousness. It's not action in the level of doing.
Okay.
You have heard that smell is a sense that is a higher smell than any of the other senses.
Right.
I believe you've heard that. No, I have.
Yeah. Yes, especially
this
since it wasn't involved in the sin in the garden.
Correct. But both of those explanations, both of those statements are incomplete. They're just hints to what's taking place. In this section, you're going to get an explanation to the deeper levels of why those statements are correct. If that's okay. Action to you, that's fine. I'm not saying you're wrong, but it's to me, it's actions in the frame of consciousness. It's actions in the frame of thoughts. If you never get a negative thought, is that an action?
I don't know.
Conversely, or in addition, if you have a negative thought and you throw it away, is that an action?
Yes.
Okay, then it's an action for you. That's your understanding of it. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying that when you're in the frame of consciousness, it's not in the world of action. The physical world is called the world of action. Thoughts are not considered to be in the frame of the world of action. But I can understand the idea that there is a process, and in that sense, the process is action. Are we as clear as mud? Then I know I'm doing a good job.
Well, it was my thought of why I said what I said was because of the last sentence where it said, "Now Mount Sinai was altogether smoke because Hashem descended upon it in fire." And that's what made me think that there was a change from yesterday's discussion where we went through this lengthy explanation, which I took to be in the realm of thought. And it looked like to me we've moved somehow because Hashem now is descending upon the fire.
Well, let me ask you a question. If Hashem sends you a thought, is that an action?
It's an action on his part. And it's up to me to decide if I'm going to act on it to be an action on my part.
But I'm asking you, is it an action of his? If he sends you a thought, is it an action of his?
I would say yes.
That's really the issue, because if you look closely at this translation of the verse, it's similar to the verse, "Now Mount Sinai was altogether smoke because Hashem descended upon it in fire." Does fire mean a physical fire? Did Hashem come down in a physical fire? Or is fire the consciousness of energy? Hashem descended with energy. And people of that generation who had limited technology, did they perceive it as fire? Whereas in our generation, if Hashem descends, or when Hashem descends to the Temple Mount, he will be descending not in fire, but with energy. And we will understand it as energy. We will understand that it has electricity. It has quantum level, the atom level energies. Because in our generation, we have this scientific development. And the whole generation has been exposed to this through the use of the cell phones and the transistor radios and all of the different developments of technology in the last 50 years. But if we were at Mount Sinai, we didn't have that understanding. So we saw what we saw, and it looked to us like Hashem was coming down in fire, because we couldn't have seen any atoms. We couldn't have seen any electricity, because we didn't have the consciousness. You can only see what you expect to see. I'm not trying to argue you out of it. I'm trying to give you parameters for it.
Well, I suppose knowing that the Torah says that, you know, Hashem followed the camp before he hears by cloud, by fire, and I always took that to mean that we were not to look upon his presence, so he concealed himself, herself, itself, however. I'm sure it's because I'm not going deep enough, but keep going.
Have you ever seen a pillar of fire? Have you ever visualized a pillar of fire?
A very visual light, you know. Can't say it was fire. My whole house lit up for almost many hours.
You saw the movie, The Ten Commandments, right? And
I'm sorry.
The Ten Commandments, they had the special effect of a pillar of fire.
Mm-hmm.
It was a circular pillar that had flames moving around within it. That's a pillar of fire. That's the producer's vision of a pillar of fire based on the technology that existed when the movie was made. Today, they might show atoms moving around that pillar of fire. They might explain it differently, you know. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think because the incense offering means so much to me, that with it saying Hashem smelt the savor, which meant that had to include the incense, it had to include the fire, and if the Ola offering, I mean, there's your right, left, and central column, and then, wow, Hashem descends upon the fire. You even see the smoke. So that was why I just put all those things together, and that's why I thought we were moving to another consciousness or dimension. But keep going. I'll get to your point of view sooner or later.
I understand.
Hopefully sooner.
I'm concerned about one thing as a teacher-student issue.
Okay.
What you just expressed is you're mixing things that the Zohar hasn't told you to mix, that the teachers haven't told you to mix, that the Kabbalah hasn't told you to mix. For example, the incense doesn't have fire, it has smoke.
Mm-hmm.
The incense does not represent right, left, and central, it represents central. And when we get through with this section, perhaps we will understand it in a different way. Whereas the fire is always left column. The incense is the central column. So what did you say is the right column? Where's the water? Where's the center?
The idea that it was an Olah offering. I thought an offering made by fire.
No, the offering is because everything physical is being burned.
Okay.
Let me go on.
Okay.
As you said. Verse 234. Malka, I assume you have no questions, just enjoyed listening.
I'm just listening.
Okay. Tachatzei eish nafik nilgal ve'ihu dak ve'ahi benila achara levar dilavihu dak hakei ve'id achadan da beda ugdein Tinana salka maitama begin de it achid esha bemila diragish the simanach kutama. Tinafik bea tinana. Magoyesha. Come and see. Fire comes from inside and is tenuous. It must attach itself to something on the outside that is not so tenuous. When fire and matter hold on to each other, smoke rises. Why? Because fire affects whatever reacts to it. An example is the nose, which reacts to the smoke that issues from the fire. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Is fire and smoke always connected? Where you have fire, you have smoke? Or...
If you have smoke, there is fire somewhere as well. That's what is said in this first verse, 233 says that.
Yeah.
That leads you to a question, as Hannah said, she's seen the vision of light. So what is the difference between light and fire? I'm not hearing any answer, but both of you started, so Malka, you go ahead first.
Well, smoke rises. It has a tendency to rise, and it does have a scent to it. So it also can be concealing, and I guess you have the the mixture of the energies that the fire and smoke as components.
Why don't you strike? The question is, what's the difference between light and fire?
And fire? How about the fact that fire consumes but gives off illumination, which could be light?
That's not a difference.
Between light and fire.
Well, with my experience, the light wasn't just in the room. It was in my whole house, but it was in me, which created this sense of joy, which all I could do was bask in it until morning came, and then I kind of fell off to sleep. So it was, the light wasn't just on the outside, it was on the inside. And for 2 weeks after I visited myself, why didn't I ask questions? I had so many questions. But the reality of it is I was in such perfect bliss, I didn't think I needed to ask any questions. I just had to bask in this wonderful light. And
welcome
then as dawn approached, the light disappeared.
Welcome to the land of the human being. It is a simple answer to the question. Light is right column. It's chesed.
Oh.
It's love. Fire is left column. It's givurah. It's judgment and strength and power. The difference between light and fire is right column energy and left column energy. But how do you remain in balance? How do you find the central column? That's what we are moving towards understanding in this second verse, 234, is a hint to that. Because it fire affects whatever reacts to it. Reaction is always the negative system. Reaction is always selfishness. There's the hint. You have fire, as Brandy said. Fire creates smoke. But what is smoke? Smoke is affecting the nose. What is the nose on your face in the frame of Sephiroth? Your eyes are Chachma.
Mm-hmm.
Your ears are Bina. What is your nose?
The ferret.
Your mouth is Malchut. Those are the four characteristics of your exterior of your head. Eyes are Chachma. Ears are Bina. Nose is what? It's thought.
Thought.
It's thought. It's the balance between right and left. That's why do you have two nostrils? Because in the head, in the frame of the head, you're close enough to the spiritual level that you don't mix right and left. So you have a right nostril that is connected to the to light, to the eyes, and you have a left nostril connected to ears. And then you have Malchut, where the air is all of the air pressure in your inner ear, in your nose, in the eyes, to the extent that air is impacting the eyes. All of that is related. It's all unifying. What is air? Look at the Hebrew word for air, which is avir. It's the letters of or, the letters of light, with one additional letter, the bet. It's a vessel that holds the light. That's air. You're beginning to see how it ties together. These two first two verses is really an introduction to understanding how the smoke of the offering impacted the Sephiroth to cause an increase in the blessing, in the light, in the flow, in the Shepa coming into the physical world.
No, that's okay. Let me just cut it off. Hold on.
Is there any quick questions before we call it for the night?
Yeah,
Yeah, I have a quick question.
Go ahead.
My question.
Somehow your question got cut off, Randy. Malka, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. I think Hannah was called away.
Okay. My question is, why do we have so much issues with our sinuses and our eyesight and our pressure in the ears? Why is it just, is there a reason? Is there a spiritual issue going on?
Well, you go back to the question I asked, what is your nose? It's that.
I know.
It's knowledge.
Yeah.
But it's not so much knowledge as it's a joining of the light and the left and the right, or the right and the left, I should say. Your nose
mm-hmm.
is there on pin. In the frame of your head, your nose is there on pin. Your eyes are chokmah, but it really means chesed. And your ears are bina, but it really means givurah. So your nose is there on pin. There on pin has six ends. Chesed, givurah, tiferet, netzach, hod, and yesod. They're called six ends because they don't share. They don't go anywhere. There's no continuity to them. Come in. Come in. 1 minute. Just 1 minute. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have to go, but I hope I've given you a hint to think about what the answer is.
Okay.
And we can always discuss. I'm sure we'll discuss it in this section as we go further.
Okay.
You
Thank
all
you.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Shalom to everyone.
Shalom.
Randy, sorry, but you disconnected it.
Yeah.
Shalom.
That's okay. Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.